Today, I want to talk about some pressing global challenges that impact our business operations in the short term. Let's start with the recent flood in Dubai. As many of you are aware, Dubai has had some immediate disruption caused by flooding, affecting all business operations, including, well, me. In our fast-paced, high-dollar industry, time is money and execution is critical. Here's a little story for you. I was just brokering a deal with a local Dubai supplier with a good client on an Audemars Piguet Royal Oak Ceramic Openwork Perpetual Calendar. My customer was traveling abroad and was passing through United Arab Emirates and was scheduled to pick up his watch. The funds had already been received, the deal was in motion, and the floods literally sank the whole deal because he's unable to secure the product as he has to fly out and doesn't have the time. He has requested a refund and to hold off on the deal until a later date. Now, this is actually something that happens more often than not. And no, I'm not talking about flooding or global disasters like earthquakes or anything like that killing deals, but just unexpected delays and challenges that are caused by shipping, caused by logistics, caused by customs. It happens on the daily in our industry because the items that we sell are very expensive. A lot of times they are the deal's pending shipments, the deal's pending flights, the deal's pending travel. And this is a common occurrence and something that cannot be avoided, unfortunately. So it's always a roadblock in our business. Next thing I wanted to touch on is high interest rates, which pose another significant challenge. These rates increase the cost of borrowing, obviously, and can be particularly tough for businesses planning expansions or needing emergency funds. And of course, it impacts consumer spending the most, especially for luxury items, as higher interest rates mean higher loan costs for individuals, reducing their disposable income and consequently their spending power. Now, look, over the past 2 years, we've been waiting for these interest rates to come down. We've been hearing from the Fed that they're going to cut rates, that they're going to cut rates, that they're going to cut rates, they're going to put a cap on the inflation. But what we have seen in the short term is that has not happened, and I'm not really sure if it's happening anytime soon. So I think the luxury segment, especially when it comes to the watch business, is going to be directly impacted on when those rates, in fact, will be cut. And also in the world of finance, the recent poor performance of cryptocurrencies has been notable. If we recall back to 2021, the end of 2021, specifically November, when Bitcoin was at 69,000, it was only after that, there was a month or two after the peak of crypto in which we saw the most crypto transactions. In other words, people were not buying luxury items when crypto was at the peak. It was right after the peak on the way down when people started exiting their positions in their cryptos because, well, let's face it, their speculation was over and they were moving that money into luxury things like watches. Well, as of recently, we've seen a huge spike in crypto, which was creating a lot of, I would say, gas for or fuel, I would say, to the fire in the luxury market. We saw the business pick up quite a bit over the past couple of months, but we didn't see incredible spending from clients as of yet. In 2021, the spending came, as I mentioned earlier, after the peak. Now, this time, the peak started coming and the peak started coming fast, and then a huge downturn led to rapid declines in people spending cryptocurrency for luxury items. Understanding these challenges help us navigate these turbulent times, and more effectively, we'll continue to monitor these situations and adjust our strategies accordingly. Stay tuned for more updates, and as always, thank you for tuning in our daily newsletter.